Weiter in Shas, we are in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, picking up about 10 lines down, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah came along and said the following, Echad Omer b'fanin nechtav, u'shnayim Omer b'faninu nechtam. Let's say you have one of them says, you have three people over here, three people pop up. One of them goes and says, oh, it was written in front of me, and two say, oh, b'faninu nechtam, it was signed in front of me, two different people, kosher. Amr Ravami, Amr Rav Yochanan. Oh, is this Rav Yochanan, huh? Lo shanu ella, when is it true that we say it's going to be okay? Shaget yotzi mitachas yad eid ksiva. When this get is coming from the eid ksiva, for the one writing it, says Rashi, da shliach neman kishnayim, because now since he's a shliach, we consider him like two. Denasnu kishnayim alzeh, it becomes like two for the writing. O kishnayim alzeh, now you have two for the sealing. And therefore, now you're good to go. Aval mitachas yedei eidei chasima, but if the get is being brought through the Eidei Chasima, if they're the ones that are the witnesses over here that are coming in, now we have a bit of a problem. It's going to be puzzle. Why? Because now we only have that there's one that's saying B'fanei Nechtav and two B'fanei Nechtam, and we know that a single aid that's coming in over here, that's, you know, from the outside, that wasn't sent by the husband, is not enough to go establish and saying it's on Lishma, therefore it's no good. Alma Kasavra must be that he holds Shnaim Sheviu get from Medina Sayam, that if two Shlichim come bring a get from Medina Sayam, Srichim Sheyomer Befaninu Nechtam Befaninu Nechtam, they have to say Befani Nechtam Befani Nechtam. And it must be that we're going over here that they're, that in the world of Rabbah, that this is talking about Lishma. Because if we're talking in the world of Rava, that it was a coming to be able to be confirming, then why should this get not be good, right? If two witnesses actually were testifying to say that it's good, then it actually would be good. Okay, so far so good. Now the Gemara asks, Amar Rav Asi El Me'ata, if that's really want to say, that we're saying that the main reason over here is in order to go ahead and make sure it's written the Shema, so then Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Ketanah, it says, Shnaim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav. You have two Edom that are saying that it was written in front of us. V'echad Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav, only one comes and says it was signed in front of me, puzzle, then it's going to be no good. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi Yehuda would say it is good. V'afilu get yotzi mitachas yedei shneim, even if the get is coming from both witnesses, meaning even if those are the edom of the ksiva, chasima, and one of them were of the ksiva, were the shlichim that were coming along here, pasli rabbanon, the rabbanon would still pasel it. And we don't want people to make a mistake and go and do this with other shtaros to say it's fine, therefore we say it's still good. Amar lei in, Rami says back to him, yep. Now we have another conversation between the two of them. Rav Asi, Saravami sitting and saying the following idea. Zimun and Eskri, Diyosef, Kamar. The filu get, we're going to see the flip of what we just said. The filu get, Yotze, Mitachas, Yidei, Eidei, Chasim, Akasher. Even if the get is coming from the Edim, the witnesses of Chasima, that saw it being signed, that it's going to be kosher. That's going to be good. Alma must mean that what? Alma Kasavar must be Rav Yochanan saying, Shnaim Sheviu get, Mimedina Sayam, Ain't Srichin Shom Befaneinu Nechtam. You don't have to say Befaneinu Nechtam. And therefore, because he's saying the whole reason he's trying to do this is in order to confirm the get. And here you have two Edim that are there to go and confirm it if it's necessary. So therefore, we say you don't have to go ahead and declare this idea of Befaneinu Nechtam, Befaneinu Nechtam. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Asi, El Me'ata, if that's really true, that you want to say that he's saying that the whole reason why the Chacham is Gzira is that you have to go ahead and be able to confirm it, then Reisha de Ketani, Shnaim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav, in the Reisha of two people come and say it was written by us, Echad Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav, and one says that it was signed by us, and there's only one that says I saw it signed, Puzzle, it's going to be Puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. Taima, the reason why the Tanakhama says that it's going to be puzzle, the ain I get yotzi mitachas yedei shneim. That's only because it wasn't brought by those, right? They weren't a shlichim over here. The only shliach is the one who's sighing it over here. Ha get yotzi mitachas yedei shneim. But if it would be coming for them, machshir abanim, the abanim Tanakhama would say this taka is good. Amalei is back in. Yep. That's correct. That is a true statement. Hi, Frank the Gemara, but we just saw two opposing stories with them. But you want to tell him it's not like that. You told him exactly the opposite. Amale says back to him, Yaseh Isha Otimot. This is the answer. This is a stake that shouldn't be loosened. This is like the firm bottom line. Says Rashi, Loshon Achron Ze Emes. This last lesson, this is the Emistico one to go with. Zok, the next Heilige Mish. Now we're going to talk about writing a get and writing a date on the get. Nichtav Bayom v'nechtav Bayom. Let's say you write the get and you signed the get on the same day that you wrote it, so therefore it's the same day. Or Balailo, you write it at night, v'nechtav Balailo, and you sign it at night, so it's the same day. Balailo, you write it at night, v'nechtav Bayom, and signed the next morning, the next day, so therefore it's considered the same day. Kosher, all these are kosher. Bayom, but if you wrote during the day, then we've got ourselves a problem. Puzzle, it's going to be no good because it's not the same day anymore. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says in such an instance, nah, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol hagitin shenichtavu bayom v'nechtavu b'layla. Any get, any shtar that's written during the day and during the day and then signed at night, where it's already the next day, psulin, they're going to be puzzle. Except for, Rashi says, Da'asi limitof lekukos miyom edachsiv v'shal kedin, you're going to end up going ahead and taking from the third party people that bought the stuff on the day that it's written and not the property, not according to din. Chutz migitin ashim, except for gitin ashim, says Rashi, Da'lav leguvainu avidu. But Gemara, Mefarshit, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on over there. Zog to Gemara, Itmar. What's the reason why we date the shtar? We're going to see machlokas. Why is it we have to write the time in it? It says Rashi came in the lav shtar the guvinin who this is not a shtar to collect. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is because mishum basachosu, because of the daughter of his sister, meaning his niece. He's going to be married to his niece. And says Rashi, he ishto v'shametizne tachta. Maybe she's going to go znus while they're married. V'chasale, he's going to have pity on her. Shalo technak, she shouldn't get strangled to death. Because if la get below zman, he'll rather get right now without any zman, without any time. V'nosin la, and then give it to her. K'shem me'idin aleha bebezin. When they go made on her that she was mizane, motzi agita v'meres grusha. He says I was a grusha. Penu yibosasha, and I was actually pity at the time. Really, she isn't. So that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that we write it. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mishum peros, the reason is because of peros. What's peros? Peros is called nichsei melug. That is when the wife comes into the marriage, she comes in with the property. The property, she retains the ownership of the property, but the husband gets the peros, he gets the fruits. And that is that while the stuff is producing, let's say it's a field with apples, he gets those, he can sell it, make money off it. But if he goes against a get, and doesn't write a time on it, then he's going to keep going ahead and selling, saying that, oh yeah, I did it before the get, so it's not a problem, even though it's not really true, so therefore you have to write the date on it. Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan, why is it Reish Lakish doesn't agree with Yochanan Shtekel of the niece? Amar L'cha, because I say back to you, beep, turn the page, it's anima base. Znus lo shchicha, this znus situation is not a normal case that you're going to find here, says Rashi, v'lo choshev arbanan, they weren't choshev for such a circumstance, and therefore that's not the reason. But Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish, why does Rabbi Yochanan agree with Reish Lakish? Reason of the peros, because kasavar yesh labal peros ad shas nesina. He taka holds that even if the get is written, that's not going to impact the husband's ability to go and sell ad shas nesina until it's actually handed over and given. Says so, therefore, there's no impact. Rashi says hilchos zman ksivas get lo mahani midi doesn't help us at all. The chas and the mitzvah of boyla suyus adi emes amotegita ledai. He's definitely going to bring a raya when the get was actually given over, and that's why Rav Yochanan doesn't agree with the Reish Lakish's pshat. Now we're going to try to figure out how do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish fit within Rav Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah that written in the day and signed in the night, which is technically the next day, that it's going to be good. Says the Gemara, Bishlama. It makes sense, it's good, and it's dandy, Reish Lakish. Right, so that it works, according to Rav Shimon, we know, just a din to be aware of, Rav Shimon says a husband loses the right to the peros from when the get was written, not when it's given over. So as soon as it's given written, it's done. So if the get is predated, the husband can lose that, not the wife. So now the Gemara says, that Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to work with Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Reish Lakish, Bishlam Reish Lakish, sorry about that. So it works for Reish Lakish, so if Shimon says a get muktam, meaning the predated get is called a muktam, will be good since the husband's going to lose out over there. Mishum ha mishum hachi kamach she Reb Shimon. Ela Reb Yochanan, according to Reb Yochanan, says Rashi, damer zman mishum basachoso iskin, who says that it goes according, the issue is the niece issue.
what is pshat? Why would Rav Shimon allow a get muktam, a predated get? Maybe he's going to cover for his niece with his nus. My time to Rav Shimon the machshir. According to Rav Yochanan's pshat, this doesn't really make any sense. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan would say back, no, aliba to Rav Shimon lo kamina. I wasn't saying the shtickle. According to that of Shimon, ki kamina li d'rabbanan. Rav Yochanan isn't going with the world of Shimon. Rather, he's in the world of the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, saying that if it's written during the day and then it goes into the night, that it's not going to be good because of the issue of the nis shtickle, and we don't want to get into that problem. Says the Gemara, now, be shlomo Rav Yochanan. It can't make sense according to Rav Yochanan. Hein, the way that Rav Yochanan understands that the issue is the niece issue. He's going to save his niece. Hainu de'ika bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Now we understand the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Ela l'reich l'akesh. Why would we just say? Because the Tanakhama is saying with the Chachamim, as we say over here, the Rabbanan, are saying that we're going to say that the predated one is going to be no good because of the issue of the niece. Shimon, on the other hand, he says that it's going to be fine because he says the issue over here is just a produce tickle, and that's not going to be, he's not going to be able to mess her over. According to Rish Lakish, who says that it's a Paris issue, my Ika Bain Rav Shimon the Rabbanan. What's the difference between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? Since the Rabbanan agree that the purpose of the decree is in order to make sure that the wife can prove, you know, for her property, so why did the Chachamim say that it's no good? Says for the Gemara, peri de mishas ksiva v'ad shas chasima yikar b'nayu. The fruits that were sold from the time it was written until it was signed, that's going to be the difference between the two. According to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan say that the husband is able to get hana from the nixim elok, from the peris, until the get is signed. Therefore, if a get is written in the day and not signed until the next night, then the woman is going to end up, going in and trying to get the stuff that was sold on the date that's written in the get. And this court is going to make a mistake, assuming that the get was written and signed the same day, is going to allow her to do it. In order to protect this, therefore the Rabbanan disqualified the predated get. However, we know that Rav Shimon says that the husband loses rights to use the peros the moment that it's written. So predated get is not going to go ahead and harm the guy buying it. Rav Shimon would say that it's actually going to be good. Frak the Gemara. Hold on a second. We learned the opposite of Yochanan Rish Lakish. When is it that we are going to take back the fruit that's sold by the husband? What? He just said Nesina, right? But it's never saying Rav Yochanan saying at the time that it's actually written. Rish Lakish Shama Mishas Nesina, the time that's given, that it's given. What's going on? It says Gemara, Eifach. No, that's a mistake. Flip it back. Rav Yochanan saying from the time it's giving, when you give the get, Rish Lakish said it's time from it being written. So everything's good and dandy. Now we're going to ask a series of questions that maybe writing the date actually doesn't help at all. Amar Leah, Abayi, Rav Yosef, Gimel Gittin, Psulin. There are three Gittin that they're going to be Pasul. In other words, and one of them, Rashi says, one of them is going to be that which is Ve'echameham, Yesha, Lav, Eidim, Ve'ein, Bozman. Utanan, Dim, Nises, Tavlat, Kosher, Kevin, Di'evar, Avad, Shaper, Dami. Says, Gemara now, Ve'im, Nises, but if she ends up getting married with getting one of these Gittin, one of these three, which isn't good, it's the Vlad Kosher, everything is fine, and everything is great. In other words, and one of these things is the idea that the time's written on it, so the time isn't written on it, and she ends up getting married in the meantime, she has a kid, then everything is fine. Mahu ilu chacham takanasam. So clearly the takan of having to write over here doesn't really help at all, it doesn't do anything, so what's the point of it? Rashi says, Mishum basa chosa, Mishum peros, what would make a difference? If you want to say it's because of nuts, you want to say it's because of peros, we see at the end of the day that this woman can get away with it and having a kid. And for the Gemara, ahanu de lechatchilo tinasei. What it means is that lechatchila, she shouldn't do such a thing. That's it, don't do lechatchila. Since by doing such a, since this is going to basically ask her a woman divorced with a get that doesn't have a date on it to get remarried, the husband who wants to protect his niece or to, you know, go ahead and take the property over here, isn't going to find a sofer who's going to go out and write it, or witnesses are going to be able to sign it. So therefore, it actually does help by stopping the giving of a get with no date on it.
If taka b'di'evet, it happened though, then yes, and echinami, it would be good. Frak the Gemara, we see another way the guy can circumvent this date doing anything, because gazi lizman di devi avi l'nolo. What happens if after he gets this get, he gets his, the sofer to come and to write it, and it's signed, sealed, delivered with the date, but then he cuts off the date and he gives the get to his wife in order to be able to go out and mess her over with the peros. My, so what's it helping by writing the date on it? The husband can get out of it. Amar lei l'ramai lo chashinan. We're not worried about a ramai, about a guy who's going to do go to such efforts to do such a thing. So the date does help. Frek the Gemara, the next question over here. But what happens if Kasabo Shavua, instead of writing the date, he says it's Tuesday the 17th, right? But what does he do? He writes the 7-year period of the Yovel cycle, which 7 of years he's in. Shana, right? Says Kasabo Shavua, Shana, Chodesh, Shabbos. So he writes the year of the 7 years, or the month, or he writes the week, but he doesn't write the exact date. My, what's going to be the din? Does it work? Or not. So you consider the dates written there. Amalei kosher, yeah, that works. How does that help? Because he has a whole week to mess around and with the fruits, you know, be selling things and with her being mizana. So how does the date even help over here? So does the Gemara. In a chinam, it doesn't work to get rid of every sort of opportunity to be able to mess something over over here. But a hani l'shavua d'kamei, l'shavua d'basrei, it helps for the 7-year cycle right before it and the 7-year cycle that's after it to say that if it's within there. And so you see, you're not able to totally get out of it and say, like, no holds bar, I can mess this thing over entirely. D lote machin, this is a good answer, because if you didn't say this answer, if you don't want to say so, then yom agufe, then even the day of the divorce itself is written on the date. Miyadini imitzafri mipanya, how do we know if the divorce happened in the morning or in the afternoon? Even if the date is straight up and it says it right there, it doesn't say what exact time it is. Elod l'yoma kame de kame l'yoma de basre. It does help. Hachanami yahani here too. It also helps. Shavua de kame l'shavua de basre. Okay, we have some more questions here, but we're going to cut it over here, my friends. Until next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.